Hello, this is Jerome.
This is Devin. How you guys doing today?
How y'all doing, Pip? It's hometown talk, actually.
Okay, well, today on the episode
J&D Experience, Jerome and Devin Experience,
we will be talking about the WWE. Let's kick it off talking about John Cena as the new World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, if you go on WWE.com and you see John Cena with the Heavyweight Champion, he is back. He got a new championship, but at Armageddon, Batista is going to face John Cena for the Heavyweight Champion.
Chris Jericho.
Oh, okay. He's going to be facing it for the Heavyweight Champion. Oh, and also good news. Jeff Hardy and Triple H are going to face Edge for the WWE Championship.
Yeah, it's going to be a triple threat match, dudes and dudettes.
Dude, only for pay-per-view. If you buy it, you lose it. I'm just kidding. Here, let's have him talk about the wrestling while I help someone.
Okay, so it's time to go to our newest, to the latest steel cage match, Jericho versus Batista for the World Heavyweight title. But Jericho cheated, climbing up the cage when Batista was about to Batista bomb him off of the top rope. Then Jericho grabbed something like a brass knuckles, and he hit Batista in the head with it a couple times, and Batista was busted wide open. Yeah, that didn't look so pretty. Yeah. And plus, my godmom, she's in love with him. She would have been upset. I'm so glad she didn't see that. Okay, time to talk about, let's see, what's next on our checklist? Oh, at Survivor Series, Undertaker and Big Show faced off in a casket match to settle their differences, but their differences aren't over yet. They still have to face each other one more time. But at Survivor Series, I'm gonna let Jerome say this part.
Undertaker and Big Show versus each other on casket match. Well, let's explain this casket match. For example, a casket match is there's a casket in the ring. And the people, the wrestlers, have to pick, the opponent has to put the other wrestler into the casket. If they put the casket, if the other person in the casket and closes it, they win finally. Bam!
And let's talk about how this match went. So, it started off that Big Show was about to put Undertaker into the casket, but Undertaker and Big Show had cowered out, so he told the referees to close the casket lid, but they didn't. They said you have to close it. Then when Big Show went to close it, Undertaker put his arm out, so his arm or his foot out, so that Big Show couldn't close the lid, and Undertaker would lose that match. So, then Undertaker got out of the casket, and Big Show destroyed the casket. So, Undertaker's Drews brought out another casket onto the ramp. Then, Big Show went and stood that casket up. Then the Irish whipped Undertaker to the face first into the casket door. Wow, that had to hurt. You know what? I just realized that caskets look like refrigerators. But anyway, and then Undertaker had got up and started punching Big Show until he was about to fall off the ramp. But Big Show had reversed the punch and punched Undertaker in the jaw. So then Undertaker stumbled back, and then Big Show picked up the casket again and then opened the casket door. So then Undertaker was about to get Irish whipped by Big Show, and then Undertaker had reversed that Irish whipped and Irish whipped Big Show into the casket. So then the casket fell, and then the casket door shut. So then, it was bye-bye for Big Show.
I didn't get
it. You get it? Okay. Now, let's talk about Edge's comeback Survivor Series return. It was so unfair. You should have saw it. So, it was at the WWE title match under Triple H versus Vladimir Kozlov. It was going so well until stupid Vicky Guerrero came out and said, "He's here! He's here! He's back! It's with Mambi! It's Triple Threat match!" And then everything went downhill from there. Edge had came out. We heard the music. She understood. I see clearly. It's a holy night. On this day, with an open dream. Learn to fear. And learn to fear. Okay, so. And then Edge slid into the ring while Triple H and Kozlov were both knocked out. Then he was setting up for a spear. Then Jeff Hardy came out and started just dominating on everyone. Kozlov, Triple H, everyone. Jeff Hardy was in the hospital that night, the night before, in Boston. Because we believe that Edge and La Familia beat Jeff Hardy up in a Boston hotel stairway. So then Jeff Hardy was disabled to fight in that match. But he was released from the hospital that day of Survivor Series. And then he went to the arena. And then he just came out at right after Edge and said, and started just dominating. He almost hit a twist of fate on Edge, and then Edge Irish whipped him to the ropes, and then Edge just hit a spear, and then Jeff Hardy got out the ring, got a chair. He was about to hit Edge, but one thing happened. Edge ducked and hit Triple H in the head with the chair. Kozlov was knocked out. So he hit Triple H in the head. Then Edge had ducked under and hit the ropes and then spear one more time. Jeff Hardy rolled out the ring again and he pinned Triple H and he was then crowned as the new WWE champ. That was so stupid but cool at the same time. So, when Goldust returned, he beat Santino Marella, and it was pretty cool. And then, Monday, Santino Marella embarrassed Glamorella. He said, "That was so impressive, Melina, but anyone can do that." And then he had tried to do that Melina move where she jumps up and does the splits. Yeah, you know that one. And then he pretty much embarrassed himself. And he had put one leg up and was pulling his pants up. Then he was holding on to the ropes. And he had put his other leg up and he fell and hit his back hard. And then it was just so embarrassing. He was like, that's all now for this show, folks. See you on the next show. See ya. Bye.